Tri-County's local sports leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lowe.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Happy Halloween from WCDO. It's a Section 4 Class B football matchup here tonight between Unitigo and Seton Catholic. Unitigo comes in. They're the number 4 seed for the sectional playoff tournament. Seton Catholic, they're the 8th seed. That's the last seed, folks. They upset number 1 Walton last Saturday on the road in Walton. A very impressive feat there for the Seton Catholic Saints. And the reward is getting here under the lights at Ty Cobb Stadium at Union Mendenhall High School to take on the Unitigo Spartans. Welcome into our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center kickoff show. Of course, brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals and expert service, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. When we come back, we'll hear from Unitigo head coach Frank McCroney. Had a chance to talk with him before tonight's game, get his thoughts on how Seton Catholic was able to take care of business against Walton and what his Spartans team needs to do here tonight to try to punch their tickets to get back to the finals. That's where they were last year when they lost to Tioga. And guess what? Tioga defeated Moravia in the first game here tonight at 5 o'clock, so they are in the title game. So if Unitigo can win tonight, they'll get that rematch with Tioga. I'm Nate Lowe. More football coming up here on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Did your garbage get picked up on time? Mine did because I'm a customer of Lang Trucking in Guilford. For over 15 years, Lang has offered reliable residential and commercial garbage pickup in Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. And when I clean out the garage or attic, I use Lang's one-time pickup service. I hear you don't even have to be a customer for that service. I also like the fact that they are friendly, local people. Their rates are very competitive, and they're now accepting new customers in all route areas. Call Lang Trucking at 895-6365. That's 895-6365. And Lang Trucking proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Playoff football continues here on WCDO. Unitigo advancing with a win over Harpersville Afton in the quarterfinals, and they're into the semifinals against number 8 Seton Catholic, who upset Walton this past weekend. And once again, we're joined by Unitigo head football coach Frank McCroney. Coach, first off, can you talk a little bit about your team's win over Harpersville Afton? Of course, we were there broadcasting, and it really looked like everything that you guys dialed up worked. Was it one of those nights, or really did you just have Harpersville Afton's number?
I think it was kids were excited to play. Feel like we've been getting better as the season's gone along, which has been our main goal. And it all starts with the line. The line played exceptionally well on offense and on defense. If our line does their job, and they did it very well last Friday night, you know, it gives our backs and our receivers a little time to do their thing. So, I mean, I think it's a combination of a couple of factors. So hopefully we can kind of repeat that performance this week.
Your first drive, we saw a lot more of Nate Wilsey than I thought we had seen all year. Really some good power running by him. Is that something that you'll look to feature going forward instead of just kind of the spread it out pass we've seen from you guys all year?
Well, I think we try to do what the defense kind of gives us. And we felt like against their defense, the way their ends are playing, that we could run a little option off tackle there. And Nate would get some good carries. And then our line blocked downfield fairly well, and which opened up Nate to get some extra yards. And once that started rolling, we didn't, you know, change it if you don't have to fix it, you know, that kind of mentality. So we were just kind of run the ball. And then when they called that timeout, we kind of all thought as a staff, maybe they were going to try to hunker in and stop him. So we did a little play action, which was nice to execute that. But we just kind of see what the defense is giving us, and we try to go from there. And it's not like a... there's no mystery there. You know, if there's seven in the box, we got to throw it, and we'll throw it. And if they have, you know, less guys out there and we think we can run it inside, then we'll try to run it inside and see what we do.
You and your staff went over to watch Seton against Walton. Were you surprised at all by that contest? I know when we saw the score come out, everybody acts, you know, pretty shocked. But I saw Seton earlier in the year. They're an athletic team. Just your thoughts on that contest that you and your staff saw against Walton.
They play with a lot of emotion, and they have athletes across the board. And going into it, we were kind of wondering how Seton would pull it off. At the end of it, we were like, holy cow, these guys are really good. And they did something we couldn't do, and they knocked off Walton. They shut down their run game fairly well. They threw the ball, they ran the ball, and then we scrambled Saturday night and Sunday to get a game plan together and break down film and stuff like that. So Seton's a good team, and their losses came to two or three, you know, really good teams. They lost to Tioga, they lost to Lansing, and Coach Mister does a good job. You know, he knows football, and we've coached against him, and he finds ways to make trouble for us, and we know that, so... hopefully it's a good game. Hopefully we can, you know, stay with them and come out with a win.
I had a chance to see Seton earlier in the year against Harpersville-Afton, and I was very impressed with some of the athletes they have across the board, some real athletic guys, but not a lot of subs. Is a game plan maybe to try to wear them down? I think when I saw them, they only literally had four subs on the sideline. Is that something that could be an advantage for you guys?
We've worked, especially in offense, because throughout the year, I mean, we do no huddle, and we try to push. We've been working on getting onto the line, you know, like, next play, run up to the line, get set, and go. And try to maybe wear them down a little bit that way. We are fortunate. We have a big squad, and we can sub in. But those guys are conditioned, and they seem to be playing as hard in the fourth quarter against Walton on a hot day. I mean, it wasn't, you know, we're getting down. It wasn't hot, but it was a warmer day, and they showed, I didn't see any signs of fatigue. They played with emotion, and they played hard. And, you know, hopefully that can help us if we can push it a little bit and just run a lot of plays and maybe tire them out when they're on defense. But I didn't see that in the games that we saw on film or Saturday. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we don't make mistakes and we execute and defense comes like it did last Friday. I thought our defense played extremely well Friday. And we can get out of there.
Unitego head coach Frank Macrone, thanks for joining us. Unitego and Seton Catholic in the Class D football semifinals coming up on WCDO.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet, you will find quality brand name home furnishings for every room. Save on sofas starting at just $2.99 and recliners from only $1.99 every day. Save on bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, TV consoles, bunk beds, and much more. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the Catalog Outlet's in-store sleep centers, where mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, Therapeutic, and American Bedding are featured in every size and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. The Catalog Outlet Stores are open 7 days a week in Unadilla at the corner of Martin Brook and Railroad Streets, in Oneonta's West End at 357 Chestnut Street on State Highway 12 North Norwich, and in Margaretville at 743 Main Street, or visit online at CatalogOutletOnline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the Catalog Outlet, offering you the best for less.
It's Halloween. Join your friends this Friday night at Angus and Ale Tavern, Main Street in Sydney, during their Halloween party. The fun starts at 9 p.m. Wear your favorite costume. Enjoy great drinks and Angus and Ale's delicious food, too. Plus, don't forget to stop in Angus and Ale for lunch and join the lunch club. Buy 9 lunches and get the next one free. Hope to see you this Friday night at 9 at Angus and Ale's Halloween party in the tavern. Scare you later.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell with you here tonight on CDO as we get set for playoff football at the Section 4 Class C semifinals here tonight as Unitego, the 4 seed, will take on the 8 seed, Seton Catholic. Unitego got here by defeating number 5, Harfordville Afton, last week at home by a score of 60-14. Everything was absolutely working brilliantly last weekend for Unitego. If we can see that kind of effort from them here today, the possibilities are endless for the Spartans. Seton Catholic has won 4 straight contests after kind of having some kinks in the beginning of the season. They've worked those out. They have a lot of great athletes on this team. They went into number 1 Walton last week and pulled off a shocking upset of number 1 Walton, 34-26. They really shut down the Walton running game, and that's impressive because Seton Catholic is not a team that has a lot of depth. They have great athletes. They have athletes that are on the caliber of Ryan Marzell, of Josh Firebend, of Tanner Winchester here for Unitego. But they don't have a lot of depth. If you look over on their sideline here tonight, they have about 7 or 8 subs compared to probably double or triple that for Unitego. So we talked to Coach McCroney, as you heard in the pregame interview, and we really wondered, you know, could his team wear down a team like Seton Catholic? And he said that'll be the game plan. But also, he saw Walton really driving it home against Seton late in the third, late in the fourth quarter, and Seton was right there going both ways, guys playing offense, playing defense, and they were ready for that contest. So Seton is going to be a tough test here tonight for Unitego. It's set to be a great one. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with kickoff between Unitego and Seton Catholic. It's sectional semifinal playoff football tonight on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank mobile banking, you can download it. NBT Bank mobile banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back and happy Halloween here on CDO, Unitego, and Seton Catholic tonight for the right to face Tioga in the Section 4 Class D Championship. Next weekend, Nate Lull will be here tonight on CDO, Joe Gardner back in our CDO studios. Unitego will kick off to Seton Catholic, so the Saints will have the ball first, and Josh Firebend will kick off here for the Spartans. Unitego and their green uniforms tonight, that dark hunter green, the black pants, the white helmets with the U symbol on both sides. Seton Catholic looking very similar here to Unitego, the black pants, the white tops, and that kind of hunter green helmet they have on tonight. And the Saints will go right to left on your radio dial to start things off. A squib kick here by Firebend is fielded at the 30-yard line, and that's where the Seton Catholic Saints will take over to start the first possession of the night here between Seton Catholic and Unitego. And so Seton Catholic will bring out an offense that ran back the opening kickoff last weekend, stopped Walton on their first drive, and then scored on a 60-yard run by Sam Crowley. So they jumped out to a 13-0 lead on Walton last week. I'm sure Unitego is going to want to try to shut them down and not let the Saints get an early offensive opportunity. They start on their own 30. Here's Crowley, runs it up the gut, and is immediately met by Ethan Barber of Unitego, and they bring him down. I'm talking to Coach McCroney, and from what we saw earlier in the year from Seton Catholic, they like to run a lot of kind of trick plays, a lot of wildcat, direct snaps, and that was one right there to Sam Crowley. Crowley is a quarterback, but also a running back, and he split some time back there with John Giangreco, who is a sophomore who mainly plays wide receiver and quarterback. Giangreco is split out to the right here. Crowley is the QB. So the direct snap again to Crowley. He'll run to the left as Seton going right to left. Crowley breaks it, and a first down here for Seton as he works his way up to the 45, and a first down for the Saints. So the second run of the night there, he got one on the first one and picks up 9 there on his second run. So 2 runs for Sam Crowley and 10 yards so far on the night here for Seton Catholic. 11:17 to go in this first quarter. And actually, it looks like this will be a penalty coming up here against Seton Catholic, which will negate that run by Sam Crowley and move the ball back deeper into the Saints' defensive territory. So a nice run there by Crowley is taken away on a penalty against the Saints, so that will bring the ball all the way back to the 28-yard line, which is 2 yards behind where they started. So this will be a 2nd and 11 for Seton, ball on the 28. Here's Giangreco. He fumbles, and Unitego is going to fall on this one. And Unitego will pick up possession. he and Greco dropped the ball, and Unitigo, a great heads-up play there to just pounce on it and recover. Looks like Josh Herbert with the fumble recovery. And Unitigo will have excellent field position, and they will start on the Saints' 22-yard line on their first drive after the fumble by Seton. Gene Greco dropped that ball as he was in a shotgun and couldn't find it on the turf, and Unitigo comes up with it. Here's Firebend on a 1st and 10. Hands off to Nate Wilsey, and he runs right up the gut. Flag on the play, but an easy gain there of about 9 to 10 yards. We'll see what the penalty is here and who it's against to see if that run for Wilsey will be taken away. Unitigo going left to right after picking up a fumble. And that looked like Wilsey running up the middle for about 9 yards. We're a minute into this contest, folks. We are scoreless between Unitigo and Seton Catholic. And this will be a holding call against Unitigo, so that run will come back for Wilsey. So this will drop Unitigo back a little bit after they picked up a fumble there deep in the Saints' defensive territory. Section 4 semifinal contest here tonight down at Ty Cobb Stadium, Union Endicott High School. Now this will be a 2nd and 18 as that run for Wilsey is taken away. Firebend again will hand off to Wilsey. He's up the gut, little 180, and Wilsey will pick up about 5 yards here, bringing up a 3rd and long for Unitigo after that penalty. So Wilsey breaks through the line and makes one nice move, but Seton Catholic able to wrap him up there. 10.5 minutes to go in this first quarter. It'll officially be a 2nd and 13. Unitigo getting the play call from the sideline. Firebend in the shotgun. Wilsey to his left. Tanner Winchester spread out to the right. Marzell is to the left. An easy slap pass to Marzell. He caught it, and he's in the end zone for Unitigo. Firebend to Marzell for a 25-yard touchdown, and Unitigo scores first. So a 25-yard reception there by Ryan Marzell. He scores just 1.5 minutes into this contest here for Unitigo, and that's what we've seen them do all year. Throw that ball, and such talented receivers with Marzell and with Winchester, and Firebend is on to attempt the extra point with 10:23 to go in the first quarter. Here's the snap. Winchester holds. Kick is up, and it is good. So a 7-0 lead for Unitigo. 10:23 to go in this first quarter. Unitigo forces a fumble. They fall on it, and they score on their first possession of the night. 7-0, Unitigo over Seton Catholic. I'm Nate Lowell. Stay tuned for more sports here on WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Unitigo leads Seton Catholic 7-0. It was a Josh Hurlberg fumble recovery, setting up Unitigo in great field position and a 25-yard touchdown pass from Josh Firebend to Ryan Marzell. Seton Catholic now will work it into Unitigo territory after the kickoff, their first play. Flags down, and they are all the way down here to the 30-yard line. Seton Catholic going right to left. A huge run there by one of the Whitman brothers here for Seton Catholic. That's Aaron Whitman. Worked his way all the way down to the 31-yard line here of Unitigo. So it's 10-10 to go, first quarter. Unitigo on top of Seton 7-0. And flags on the play. This will be a first down here for Seton. And they, after one play, are already into Unitigo defensive territory. So stepping to the line here, and boy, this will move the play all the way up to the 18-yard line after the penalty, after the run. It was tacked down to that yardage against Unitigo there for a late hit. And so here's Gian Greco. He takes the direct snap here for Seton. The QB runs to the right. He's at the 15, to the 10, to the 5. He's at the pylon. Is he in? No sign. Yes, he's in. So Seton gets a short kickoff, runs two plays, and they have answered the Unitigo touchdown. It's now 7-6 with 9:56 to go here in this first quarter. So John Gian Greco with a very nice run there of 18 yards, and he will score on his first rush attempt of the night. And Seton Catholic is on to attempt the extra point, and it will be Gian Greco holding with Daniel O'Brien for the extra point. And O'Brien kicks just as well as Josh Fireben. This is up and good. We're 2 minutes into this game, folks, and it's 7-7, Unitigo and Seton Catholic. Unitigo scores first. It only takes a short kickoff and two running plays, and Seton comes right back down to score. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more high school football tonight on WCDO.
Now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831. For Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
We're specialists in you. Robert Design Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. And just as we come back here, folks, Seton Catholic tried a little squib, almost onside kick there. I was going to say a trick or treat here on Halloween. They go for the trick, but Unitigo is ready for it, and they recover at the 50. So another good starting field position here for Unitigo. They got a fumble on Seton's first drive, and they were able to score on a 25-yard touchdown pass from Josh Fireben to Ryan Marzell. Second drive of the night here for the Spartans, and they'll start at their own 49, going left to right in those dark green uniforms here tonight. It's 7-7, Unitigo and Seton. Hand off to Ryan Marzell. It gets to the edge, going left to right, down the right wing, hauled out of bounds at the 35, and a 15-yard run here for Ryan Marzell. So Marzell with a nice run. Funny to say here that Unitigo moving the ball very well. Tanner Winchester hasn't even touched it yet. Just shows you how many weapons Unitigo has with Spalding, Winchester, Marzell. Just a deep, deep crew here, as well as Nate Wilsey. Now a handoff to Winchester. He goes to the left, cuts it back 30-yard line before being gang-tackled all the way up to the 25. Pickup of about 8 yards there for Tanner Winchester. 9:35 to go, first quarter. We're tied 7-7 between Unitigo and Seton, both teams scoring early. Unitigo scored first before Seton Catholic had a short kickoff and then two runs. They were able to score right back with John Gian Greco. Hand off here to Nate Wilsey on a 2nd and 3. He'll pick up the first down. Unitigo will have a 1st and 10 as Wilsey will get it down to the 15-yard line here as Wilsey picks up the first down. He has two runs so far on the night for 10 yards. 1st and 10 for Unitigo. 9:15 to go, first quarter. Here's Firebend under center. Unitigo going left to right. Now backs up in the shotgun. Wilsey behind him. Here's the snap. Firebend looking left. Throws a fade to the back of the end zone, and nobody there. Marzell couldn't get there in time, as well as Derek Beams in the back of the end zone. Firebend kind of lofting it up. Nobody home, so that'll bring up a 2nd and 10 here for Unitigo. Firebend is 1 for 2, 25 yards passing and a TD so far tonight for Unitigo. With 9:04 to go, first quarter, we're tied 7-7. Ball is on the 21-yard line. Unitigo works its way into the red zone here. Nate Wilsey with a run on 2nd and 10. Maybe picks up a gain of 1 on the play. So this will bring up a 3rd and 9 for Unitigo as that clock ticks down to 8:50 to go, first quarter. We're at Ty Cobb Stadium here at Union Endicott High School, Section 4 Class D football semifinals. Winner will face 3-time defending section champion Tioga. A handoff here to Tanner Winchester to the 15 to the 10 down that left wing before being roped out of bounds. First down here for Unitigo as Winchester picks up 10 yards on the play. He needed 7 and he got 10. And that will get the ball up to the 6-yard line here with 8:33 to go first quarter. Thanks for joining us tonight on WCDO and also on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream tonight brought to you by SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. First and 10, Unitigo. A quarterback keeper here with Firebend to the right side. Easily standing up into the end zone. Touchdown, Spartans. 8:28 to go first quarter. Unitigo sent the ball twice, and they've scored easily on both possessions. The handoff to Winchester, and the whole Seton defense shifted with him. He's so dangerous, you have to watch him. Firebend equally as dangerous, and he was off to the races and in for a 6-yard TD scamper on his first rushing attempt of the night. And here's Firebend, jack of all trades, in to kick it for the extra point. Snap is down, and the kick is up, and good for Josh Firebend. Unitigo leads Seton Catholic 14-7, 8:28 to go in this first quarter. We'll step away. You're listening to live Tri-Town High School Football tonight on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, we've seen a lot of offense so far here tonight, folks. 8:28 to go first quarter. Unitigo leading Seton Catholic 14-7. And it's the Class D Section 4 football semifinals here tonight from Ty Cobb Stadium in Union Endicott. And Firebend with a kickoff here. Seton Catholic will field it at their own 30 before they are pushed out of bounds. Boy, that was a rolling, bouncing ball. And Unitigo was coming, looking hungry for it. Has to be tough to be on the other end of that, waiting for that bouncing ball, knowing it could go in any direction at any time. So on the first possession of the night, Seton Catholic had a costly fumble where Unitigo was able to recover with Josh Hurlbert, and then a touchdown pass to Ryan Marzell, but an easy 2-yard, 50-yard scoring drive with a John G. and Greco run-in touchdown for Seton on their second drive. That cut it to a 7-7 game. Unitigo leading 14-7. Seton now going right to left and a handoff on first down. They'll pick up 5. Running to the outside here is Crowley with 8:15 to go in his first quarter. Unitigo leading Seton 14-7. So Crowley with a run there picks up 5. Crowley had a heck of a game against Walton last weekend. Picked up a 60-yard TD run on their second drive of that contest, and that put them up 13-0. Walton really came back in that game, but they could never get closer than 6 points. Seton was able to just put up the points they needed and shut down the Walton run. Hand off on second down, and this will be a first down now as working around the corner here for the Saints. Daniel O'Brien will pick up the first down. Picks up 7 on the play, and that's a first down with 7:44 to go. First quarter, ball up to the 46-yard line now. Seton Catholic nearing midfield, going right to left. Thanks for joining us here tonight. Nate Lowe with you on CDO. Unitigo and Seton Catholic, the Spartans leading the Saints 14-7 in the first quarter. Saints have the ball. They near midfield, and they look to punch it into Unitigo territory. A run up the middle, and there's O'Brien again. He's got some speed down to the 40-yard line before being pushed out of bounds. Actually, this is Crowley. A little trickery there, as I thought O'Brien had it, but Crowley speeds his way through the line and is tackled. Pick up of about 15 yards there for Sam Crowley. So Crowley having a nice evening so far here for Seton Catholic. So now the ball down to the 37-yard line here. Once again, Seton is marching, a quality run game. They are not afraid to punch it right up the middle there against Unitigo. They trail 14-7. Hand off here, and bouncing to the outside. This is a nice run here by Seton as they head towards the end zone. Gian Greco is pushed out by Ryan Marzell at the 1-yard line. And Unitigo playing hard defense here, but Seton has easily up to the task here so far, running it all the way down to the one-yard line. Very nice play there for Seton. But there is a flag on the play, and we'll see who this flag is against with 7:14 to go first quarter. This would set up a first and goal for Seton, unless it's against the Saints. We'll see what the officiating crew says here at Ty Cobb Stadium. Beautiful night under the lights. And this will be a block in the back against the Saints, so that will take away that huge run that would have put them down at first and goal. Instead, the ball is going to be spotted all the way back at about the 37-yard line here. So that long run is negated for the Saints. Unitigo has a second chance on defense here, leading 14-7. He and Greco hands off for O'Brien. He goes to the right, 35-30. Cuts to the outside. And he's punched out of bounds here. He's going to pick up 9 yards on the play. It'll be a second and short unless they call for a measurement here. So Daniel O'Brien, 3 carries here. He's over 20 yards already. Just a small, speedy runner here for the Saints. And just like Unitigo has a lot of offensive options, so do the Saints. We heard that from Unitigo head coach Frank McCrone. You have O'Brien. You have John Giangreco, Sam Crowley. You have the Whitman brothers, Nathan and Aaron. A lot of variety out there for the Saints. A lot of options to cover if you're Unitigo. 7:02 to go first quarter. Unitigo on top of Seton Catholic, 14-7. Here come the Saints, pulling their way up the middle for a first down. And down to the 15-yard line here of Unitigo before being dragged down by 2 or 3 Unitigo defenders. So there's Crowley getting down to the 15. He picks up 10 on the play. So we've seen a heavy dose of Daniel O'Brien and Sam Crowley so far. Crowley doing very well here tonight, and he's up over 30 yards so far, and Seton Catholic in the red zone for the second time tonight with 6:45 to go first quarter, going right to left. Here's Giangreco under center, hand off now, cutting it back up the middle is O'Brien. He's quickly wrapped up there by Unitigo. The line doing a nice job. Nate Wilsey works his way in for the tackle there for the Spartans, as well as Jake DeJoy. So DeJoy and Nate Wilsey make the gang tackle there. 6:20 to go, first quarter. Unitigo on top of Seton, 14-7. The winner of this contest will go to the Section 4 Class D Finals next weekend, right back here at Union Endicott's Ty Cobb Stadium, against Tioga. Of course, it was Unitigo and Tioga in the final last year, with Tioga winning that contest. Here's O'Brien. He cuts it all the way down to the 5-yard line as he jets his way on 2nd and 10. We'll pick up a first down to the right side, and O'Brien picks up a first down. So O'Brien picks up 10 on the play for Seton Catholic. 5:45 to go first quarter. And this will be a third and short, actually. We're going to say he was about a yard short. So can Unitigo hold? Snap to Giangreco. Ball's on the turf. Who's got it? Looks like Unitigo. We haven't seen an official symbol yet. Now we do. A fumble on 3rd and short deep in Unitigo's defensive territory. The Spartans pick up their 2nd fumble of the night. That looked like maybe Jake DeJoy was able to fall on that one. So 2 costly fumbles here for Seton Catholic. The first one picked up by Josh Hurlbert. This one by Jake DeJoy. Actually, they're going to not say that DeJoy got that one, but actually Jacob Morrison falling on that one for Unitigo. So Morrison will pick up the fumble, and Unitigo now will have the ball on a 1st and 10. They'll run it to the outside here with Firebend on a little keeper. Firebend maybe picking up 2 or 3. Down to 5:25 to go first quarter. Unitigo leading Seton Catholic 14-7. So a 3-yard pickup there. As a nice play by Jacob Morrison for the Spartans to pick up their 2nd fumble recovery of the night. That's some big defensive plays so far here for the Spartans. Down to 5 minutes here. 2nd and 3, Unitigo tries to run up the middle. Really no gain on the play there for Nate Wilsey. So Wilsey has tried a couple of runs up the middle. And this will be a 3rd and 1 here for the Spartans with 4:45 to go. First quarter, they have a 14-7 lead over Seton Catholic. Here's the handoff. Firebend keeps it up the middle, absorbs the hit. Does he have enough for the first down? It'll be close. Seton Catholic saying the ball's on the turf, but no official signal there. Looks like Firebend held on, and we'll see if the spot is needed. Looks like an easy first down here, and the signal is that it is here. So Unitico first down exactly when they needed it. That was the third and a long one. And Unitico going left to right here in those dark green uniforms tonight, the black pants, the white helmets, going left to right. And a first and 10 from their own 20. They pass outside. Pick up a 5 here for the Spartans. The pass from Firebend to Marzell. Marzell with his second catch of the night. The first one was a 25-yard touchdown. And so the 7-yard gain there for Marzell. Second and 3 here, ball on the 27-yard line. Unitico in their own territory. Firebend rolls out, passes to Winchester. He catches it. He's free to the 40, to the 45. Tries to cut back here. So elusive on that turf. Gets to the 50 and into Seton territory. Folks, I don't know how he stayed in bounds, but he tiptoed along the line and makes a very nice play to get into Seton territory at the 45-yard line. And that'll bring up a Unitico first down. And so a very nice catch there for Tanner Winchester. His first catch of the night goes for 30 yards. Excellent play there by Firebend to find Winchester, and then he really made the most of it. Hand off to Nate Wilsey. He picks up 2 here, runs it up the gut before being tackled here by the D-line of Seton. 3:20 to go, first quarter. 2-yard pickup there for Wilsey. 14-7, Unitico on top of Seton Catholic here from Union Endicott's Ty Cobb Stadium. Nice night for football here. Thanks for joining us on WCDO. Firebend will hand off here to Winchester, but we will have whistles before the play develops with 3:05 to go first quarter. And it looks like this will be a timeout for Seton Catholic. It's been a lot of back-and-forth football. We talked about those guys don't really have a lot of subs over there. And so they will take a quick breather here. We'll take a 30-second break. Unitico on top of Seton Catholic, 14-7 here tonight on WCDO.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Call 563-1522.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Nate Lowe with you here tonight on CDO. 3:05 to go, first quarter. Unitico on top of Seton Catholic here in a Section 4 Class D semifinal football contest down at Union Endicott's Ty Cobb Stadium. After the timeout, a handoff here to Tanner Winchester. He's way behind the line of scrimmage. He's trying to break it free. He'll lose yardage on the play, though, as Seton came bum-rushing through that line. Winchester did a nice job to try to keep the play alive, but will lose yards on the play with 2:45 to go in the quarter. Maybe got back to the line of scrimmage there. This will be a 3rd and 8 now for Unitico. Ball is at the Seton Catholic 43. Unitico in the dark green here tonight, Seton in the white. Unitico goes left to right. Here's Firebend, throws to Kyle Spaulding. That'll be a Unitico first down, down the right wing to the 29-yard line. So Spaulding, his first catch of the night. And Spaulding picks up about 15 yards on the play. So Firebend is 4 for 5 passing on the night here, nearing 100 yards already through the air in this first quarter. 2:20 to go in this first frame, 14-7, Spartans on top of the Saints, and Firebend looks for the end zone down the right side. He's got Spaulding, touchdown, Unitico! Spaulding was wide open, and he beat Gian Greco in one-on-one coverage. He had him by 5 yards, folks, and that's a Spartan touchdown. So Firebend lost it up for his second TD throw of the night. This one good for 35 yards. And a beautiful catch there by Kyle Spaulding, his second catch of the night. And Firebend is on for the extra point. Unitico ahead 20-7. Can they make it 21? The snap is down, and the kick is low and will be good. It just sneaks over the bar. Didn't quite get all the foot on that one, but it had just enough. Unitico now leads Seton Catholic 21-7 in the first quarter, 2:11 to go I'm Nate Lowell. We'll take a break. You're listening to live Tri-Town football here tonight on WCDO.
October is cruise sale month at Catskill Travel at 24 River Street in Sydney. Sales like this. The second person cruises for half price on Royal Caribbean. Sail celebrity cruise lines and choose from three discounts. Free gratuities, shipboard credit of up to $300, or free beverage package. Plus many other cruise sales. But they end October 31st. So stop by Catskill Travel to book your cruise and save during cruise sale month. Remember, Catskill Travel has moved to 24 River Street in Sydney, next to R.E. Wilbur Supply. Call 563-2156.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 2:07 to go, first quarter. Unitico kicks off to Seton after scoring, and it's the Spartans leading the Seton Catholic Saints here tonight, 21-7 in the Section 4 Class D semifinal contest. Winner will get Tioga next weekend right back here at Ty Cobb Stadium at Union Endicott High School. Firebend really hit a line drive kick there, and Seton fumbled the ball again, but they were able to fall on it. They'll start on their own 34-yard line, going right to left in those white uniforms. Unitico in the dark green. Thanks for joining us. If you are just joining us, 2:07 to go, first quarter. Unitico on top, 21-7. Hand off here to Dan O'Brien of Seton Catholic. Cuts it back to the 40. He's got some room to the 50 and into Unitico territory. A first down for Seton before being pushed out of bounds at the 45-yard line. So a 20-yard pickup there for Daniel O'Brien, and he is having a very nice night. He's got six carries. He's up over 50 yards already here for the Saints. Just one of the many weapons they have. 1:57 to go, first quarter. Unitico on top of Seton, 21-7. As Seton marching down into Unitico territory once again, but they've had two fumbles here tonight. That's really been the story and the demise of the Saints in this first quarter. Hand off again from Gian Greco to O'Brien. He's down the right side. Stutter steps out of bounds at the 38. Pickup of 7 on the play. So he's out of bounds at the 38-yard line. Clock stops there with 1:50 to go, first quarter. This will be a 2nd and 3 on the 39-yard line for the Saints, who are going right to left against this Unitico defense, who has had a little trouble with some of these runners, but they have caused two fumbles. Nice job so far tonight by Unitico. Here's the snap. The handoff from Gian Greco, this time to Sam Crowley. He maybe gets 1 or 2 yards, and that's going to bring up a 3rd and 1 here for Seton Catholic. Ball down to the 37-yard line. So Crowley with a nice run there, but he's not able to pick up the first down. So a 3rd and 1 here, ball on the 36, where at 1:25 to go in the quarter. Here's Seton Catholic coming to the line. We'll see if maybe they go with a direct snap. Gian Greco will get it, though. Hands off to O'Brien again to the right side. Easily picks up the first down. Lost the ball, though. It's on the turf. Falls on it and will recover for Seton at the 28-yard line. So a first down there for the Saints, as Daniel O'Brien down that far side will pick up a gain of about 5 to 6 yards. And a Unitico player down here with 1:08 to go in this first quarter. Unitico leading 21-7. We'll step away and take a quick break here. You're listening to live high school football tonight on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
I went to Sydney Tire and paid just $10 for an oil change. How, you ask? With Sydney Tire's Royalty Rewards Program. You see, every time I have work done on my car, I earn credits toward future service. There's no fee associated with the program, and when you refer a friend, you'll earn 25 points. Plus, Sydney Tire offers a free shuttle service so you can have your car repaired while you work. Since 1974, it's Sydney Tire, Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 or see them on Facebook.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. 108 to go, first quarter. Jake DeJoy was the injured player for Unitigo, but he is up. He's walked off under his own power to the sideline here, and we wish him all the best. I'm sure he'll be right back in there for Unitigo. 21-7, the Spartans on top of the Saints here with 108 to go, first quarter. Saints have the ball on the Unitigo 26, marching on this drive as they are going right to left. Nate Wilsey with a great tackle here. And that will bring up a second and 10, it looks like, here as Nate Wilsey stopping Aaron Whitman in the backfield there. Down to 40 seconds to go. Wilsey came up from the bottom of the pile with that ball, so I wanted to wait a second to make sure it wasn't our third fumble of the night. But Seton Catholic now on second and 10 will try a little option to the outside, and the Unitigo defense is there to stop it again. Nate Wilsey and Tanner Winchester in on that to stop Daniel O'Brien. So this will bring up a third and 10. Really nowhere to go there on those runs for Seton. They actually lose 2 yards. It's a third and 12, 15 seconds to go in the quarter. We'll see if Seton even decides to run a play. Comes in from the sideline. They have more time on the play clock, so I think they'll just let this one go down. They will as they walk over to the sideline. So that'll do it for the first quarter. Unitigo leads Seton Catholic 21-7. Touchdowns here by Ryan Marzell, Josh Fireband, and also Kyle Spaulding so far for Unitigo after one quarter. It's Unitigo leading Seton Catholic 21-7. We'll be back with second quarter action here on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
A history of service, a commitment to your insurance needs. That's what Mang Insurance is all about. With over 100 years of service, we're still focused on our promise to offer the best products and superior service to all of our clients. We write all types of insurance and are an independent agency representing many fine companies. So stop in today or call Mang at 561-2600. Mang Insurance, providing over 100 years of service to the Tri-County area and supporting local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Hello, with you here on WCDO. Happy Halloween to anyone out there. Maybe you got a sign while those trick-or-treaters are at the door. We're glad that you put us on the radio or on our web stream tonight at WCDOsports.com. That's brought to you by SFCU. And third and 12 here for Seton as we start the second quarter. They have nowhere to go. John Giangreco is sacked out of bounds. Unitigo's defense coming up big there. Several guys have been key contributors here tonight, and that's Jacob Morrison with the sack. He also had a fumble recovery earlier in the game. So Jacob Morrison, Ethan Barber, the whole usual cast of crew, cast of characters, making some big contributions for the Spartans. So that'll be a fourth and 16 as we start the second quarter here. Unitigo on top of Seton Catholic. 21-7 at the Section 4 Class C semifinal contest here tonight. The winner will get Tioga in the final next weekend. Looks like it'll be next Friday night right back here at Ty Cobb Stadium at Union Endicott High School. So a 4th and 16, and they're going to go for a pass here on the 4th and 16, and it's knocked down. Great coverage by Kyle Spaulding. Little trick or treat there again. Seton goes for the trick. Giangreco lofted it up and nowhere to go. Good defense by Unitigo, so the Spartans will take over here as they will take over on downs. So the Spartans with a 21-7 lead with 11:04 to go in the second quarter. Josh Firebend will come in and start from his own 32-yard line here. As Unitigo now switching sides for the second quarter, they will go right to left in their dark green uniforms here tonight. Firebend breaks the huddle here. He's got Spaulding and Winchester to his right. Barzell and Beams to his left. We'll see in the backfield. There's Winchester in motion. Little miscommunication there between Firebend and Winchester. Ball was on the turf. Unitigo able to fall on it for probably a loss of two on the play here. Just more important there to fall on that, not to try to make some special play after you pick it back up. They actually lose 6 yards on that, so it's a second and 16 for Unitigo. They lead 21-7, 10:35 to go, second quarter. Ball on their own 26 as they go right to left. Firebend in the shotgun. Here's the handoff to Wilsey. Some good power running. Actually, Firebend will keep it instead. Runs to the 30. Really couldn't turn the corner. Good defense there by the Saints. And he maybe got one on the play. That'll bring up a third and long, about a third and 15 here for the Spartans, as Firebend has a lot of success usually when he fakes that handoff and pulls it down. But Seton beating him to the corner there, couldn't get to the edge. Actually, a third and 14. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Unitigo on top of Seton Catholic, 21-7. Tioga defeated Moravia 61-23 in the first contest here tonight. So Tioga continues to roll. They're 8-1 on the season. Firebend will loft it up on 3rd and 14, trying to find Beams at midfield down the left side. It's incomplete. And the drive will stall out here for Unitigo. First time we've seen them struggle here tonight on offense. And we'll see if they punt it away here with Josh Firebend. We've seen some excellent punts out of him so far this season. Unitigo with the ball on their own 28, a 4th and 14. Looks like Firebend will punt it away. Luciano D'Angelo is back deep here for Seton. With 9:45 to go in the second quarter. And it's an illegal procedure call against Unitigo, so this will push them back even farther. We'll see where the ball is going to be snapped from. Looks like about the 23 now, so a 5-yard penalty. Firebend will have to get a big boot on this one as D'Angelo stands at his own 40. Here's the punt. Seton got through the line, but Firebend gets off a high punt here, and it'll take a Unitigo bounce all the way down to the 32-yard line. So Firebend gets the job done there, and that's where Seton will take over. Seton going left to right now on your radio dial to start the second quarter. 9:34 to go. Second quarter, Unitigo on top of Seton 21-7. Seton has moved the ball pretty well tonight here against Unitigo, but two costly fumbles that were recovered by Jacob Morrison and Josh Hurlbert for Unitigo, both in the first quarter, really allowed Unitigo to get great field position and move the ball like they usually enjoy to do against many of their opponents in the regular season. So here's a handoff to Daniel O'Brien, moves to his right, picks up 5, maybe 6 yards on first down. And we have seen a lot of Daniel O'Brien here. He has carried the ball the most here tonight for Seton in this first half, has well over 50 yards to start things off, and is nearing 70 yards so far tonight on 9 carries. 9:28 to go. Second quarter, it'll be a 2nd and 4. The ball on the Seton 38 as they go left to right. Play comes in from the sideline. 15 seconds to go on the play clock here. Ball at the 38. Sam Crowley standing in a QB. One wide receiver to the left, one to the right. Goes to Gian Greco, though, on a direct snap. He picks up maybe one. Tried to go to the right, but Unitigo was crashing through the blockers, and they pull him down. So Gian Greco with a pickup of one. He had a lone Seton Catholic touchdown here tonight, an 18-yard scamper back in the first quarter. That tied things up 7-7, but Unitigo with 14 unanswered points since that time. 9 minutes to go, second quarter. This is a 3rd and 3. Ball on the Seton 39 as they go left to right. They try to work their way towards midfield. Play again coming in from the sideline. Seton now appearing to want to take their time. Maybe eat a little bit of clock here and get a long scoring drive could be the plan. So here's Gian Greco. Will hand off to Sam Crowley. Puts his head down, pulls the play up the middle, but nowhere to go. A gain of one on the play. And that'll bring up a fourth and two. Nice job there by Josh Hurlbert to bring him down. And that'll bring up a fourth and one technically here for Seton. 8:20 to go, second quarter. 21-7, Unitigo on top, and the play comes in. And Seton Catholic looks like they're going to try to get a push and get this 1 yard. This would be excellent field position if it's a turnover on downs here, but Seton obviously confident they can get the 1 yard. O'Brien to the outside, he's got it to the 50, easily picks it up and into Unitigo territory down to the 48-yard line. He needed one, and he got 12. Nice run on the play there by Daniel O'Brien. When we saw Seton Catholic earlier in the year against Harpersville Act in a game which the Hornets won on a last-second touchdown, 30-23, Seton had some injuries. We didn't see much of Daniel O'Brien, and Aaron Whitman was hurt in that game as well, so we saw a heavy dose of Sam Crowley, who scored 3 touchdowns that night, but it wasn't enough, as Devin Dean scored 3 touchdowns for Harpersville Act. Of course, Unitigo really shutting down Dean and the Hornets last weekend in that 60-14 victory at home to get to this game. So it's a first and 10, and Gian Greco goes to throw, and the pass is knocked down by Jared Smith of Unitigo. Broke through the line and got his big paw up in the air and knocked it down. 7:29 to go in this second quarter. That'll bring up a second and 10 here for Seton. Ball is on the Unitigo 47 as the Saints go left to right. They've really chewed some clock on this drive after forcing Unitigo to punt on their first drive of the second quarter. So again, the play from the sideline, Seton taking their time in the huddle. And they're breaking the huddle, usually around 15 seconds to go on the play clock. Clock is stopped, though. The game clock with 7:29 to go here at this point. Pass to Gian Greco here, runs to the outside, nowhere to go. Another big Unitigo defensive stance. Riley Hanrahan breaking through the line and bringing him down. So Gian Greco looking for some space as he tried to get to the edge on that right wing and nowhere to go. And that'll bring up a 3rd and 14, loss of 4 on the play. So he hits 7 minutes to go before the half. You'll want to make sure to join us for halftime. Brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. 6:50 to go here. 21-7. Unitigo on top of Seton. 3rd and 14 at midfield, right on the 50-yard line. And here's the direct snap to Sam Crowley up Seton. Gets to the 40. He's going to break this one to the 30. First down before being tackled by Ryan Marzell. And he picks up 20 yards on the direct snap there to Sam Crowley. That's exactly what we saw him do against Harpersville Laugh. And he just is a tough kid. He's able to run through the tackles and has a lot of speed and picks up the first down. I want to remind everyone, this is a broadcast, a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. So 1st and 10 here for Seton, 6:25 to go, second quarter. Ball on the Unitigo 28 as the Saints go left to right. They trail 21-7. Pass to the outside is complete. Looks like his knee was down as he caught the pass at the 20-yard line. Looks like a gain of 8 on the play to the outside for Aaron Whitman there of Seton. So that is the first complete pass of the night for John Gian Greco. It goes for 8 yards. So Whitman with the catch on the outside. And this will bring up a 2nd and 3 with 6:05 to go, second quarter. Ball down to the Unitigo 21. So knocking on the door of the red zone here for the Saints. They'll go to Crowley again, and he'll pick up the first down. Down the left wing, Crowley to the 5 before being taken out by Marzell. Boy, that has been a great matchup between Sam Crowley of Seton and Ryan Marzell of Unitigo. When Crowley has gotten into the secondary, Marzell has just been hunting him down. Marzell, a very talented wrestler, obviously knows how to take somebody down. And does a nice job there saving a perhaps touchdown by Sam Crowley if he broke through. So Crowley picking up 5 on the run there for the Saints. 5:40 to go, second quarter. The Saints trying to cut this to a 1-touchdown game. They trail Unitigo 21-7. This is a 1st and 4 to go as the goal line is right there. Pulling it down here is Gian Greco. He needed four, and he gets two. That'll bring up a second and goal. So Seton with a heavy dose of rushing here tonight. They gained 314 yards last week against Walton, most of it on the ground. Walton actually had 424 all-purpose yards. Seton was still able to win that contest by breaking open some big plays. This drive has just been long and methodical. Down to 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Second and two here. Second and goal. Direct step against Crowley. Tries to go through, and he's stopped at the line. Nice job here by Unitico to shut the doors. Crowley tried to cut through, and Jacob Morrison was there for Unitico. So this will bring up a third and two, and it's a third and goal here for Seton. They trail Unitico 21-7. Clock continuing to tick, 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 down to 4:35, second quarter. Halftime coming up. Play clock is 15 on this third and two. Seton trying to punch it in going left to right. Here's the direct snap again to Crowley. Goes up the middle, nowhere to go, and Unitigo hauls him down. This will bring up fourth down. Crowley has tried to punch it up the middle two straight times and nowhere to go. 4:10 to go. Fourth and one technically now for Seton. Ethan Barber with the solo tackle there before everyone else for the Spartans D-line able to hop on the pile. 3:55 to go before the half. It's a fourth and one. Here's a big stand for the Spartans. Everyone just packing it right in. They're going to try to run it up the gut, and they will. This is going to be very close. No official signal. Now a touchdown it is for Seton. So a fourth and one. It took them four tries. They get it through. Sam Crowley on a one-yard run, it looks like, will pick up the touchdown. And so Seton now will cut it to a 21-13 game with 3:46 to go before the half. That's still a lot of time for a high-potent offense like Unitigo. And we'll see about the extra point here. It's up and good for Daniel O'Brien. So it's Unitigo 21 and Seton Catholic 14, 3:46 to go, second quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more high school football tonight on WCDO.
Do you get hungry late at night? Work second shift and leave starving? Everything is closed, right? Wrong. The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open late all week long. Sunday nights till 11 p.m., Monday through Wednesday night till midnight. And yes, the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So if you get hungry late at night, no problem. Just stop by the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru on Delaware Ave in Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Fun game so far here tonight, 3:46 to go before halftime. Unitigo leads Seton Catholic 21-14 at Ty Cobb Stadium. Union Endicott High School at the Section 4 Class D football semifinals. Winner will go to the finals next Friday against Tioga right back here at UE. So a long, methodical drive ends with a 4th and 1 touchdown run by Sam Crowley of Seton. Just ran it up the gut, pushed his way into the end zone to cut into the Unitigo lead. It was 21-7. Now it's 21-14, and now the question will be, can the Saints hold off this high-octane offense of Unitigo before the half with 3:46 to go? Unitigo has all three timeouts to work with, and we'll see if Josh Firebend can orchestrate a drive here for the Spartans. Gian Greco will kick off here for the Saints. Unitigo will go right to left. Little swift kick here, and this one's not going to go 10 yards, so the flag will come out. And this will be a false start here against Seton Catholic. So that's an illegal procedure with 3:46. That'll knock it back 5 yards, and they'll have to kick off again. We've seen them try this twice now. I know that they like to do it earlier in the season. They were not afraid to try the onside kick. They tried it successfully in many games early in the season. But Unitigo has looked well prepared for it so far. They saw a lot of film on Seton Catholic this week after talking to the Spartans coaching staff. So I am sure that they were ready and prepared, but Seton has still tried it two times here tonight. First one was unsuccessful. That one brought up a penalty. This time they'll kick off for real, and a high kick goes to Tanner Winchester. Fields it at his own 40-yard line. Now trying to cut back here, holds the ball, and will work his way to the 45. Now to the 50, back to the 45, into Seton territory before being taken down. Really a nice play by Tanner Winchester. could have easily just been tackled for a gain of 1 or 2 yards there, but instead turns it into a 15-yard return and into Seton territory. And that's where Unitego will start at the Saints 42 as they go right to left. 3:34 to go before the half. It's Unitego leading Seton Catholic 21-14. Touchdown by Ryan Marzell, Josh Firebend, and Kyle Spaulding tonight for Unitego. Firebend takes the handoff to Winchester and gives it to Nate Wilsey. Wilsey gets back to the line of scrimmage, bringing up a 2nd and 10 here for the Spartans. So Wilsey, we saw him run very successfully against Harpersville Afton last week. Started the game off pretty strong. His last couple of runs have been a little shorter. Unitego will throw on 2nd and 10 out in the flat here to Winchester. Picks up a 1st down to the right side, tries to cut it back, now shoved out of bounds. And a 12-yard pickup here for Tanner Winchester. Good for a Unitego 1st down. And so a 12-yard pickup there. Only the 2nd catch of the night here for Winchester, but he has 2 catches for 42 yards so far tonight. 1st and 10 for the Spartans. They go right to left. Ball on the 28-yard line. Unitego leading 21-14. This is the QB keeper for Firebend for Unitego. Down the right side to the 20-yard line before being knocked out of bounds. So Firebend makes it around the edge, picks up some good yardage. The ball will be at the 18, it looks like. This is going to be very close to a 1st down, and it will be a 1st down here after they take a quick look at it. So Firebend on his 4th run of the night, he has 21 yards. Firebend with another keeper here on 1st and 10. This time he'll pick up 2, as again they tried to bounce it out to that right side. Clock running down to 2:50 to half, but Unitego into the red zone now of the Saints, going right to left. Firebend here in the shotgun. Rolls to his left. Throws with his right. Almost picked off there by Daniel O'Brien as he tried to find Ryan Marzell. Pass down to the turf and incomplete. Firebend over his last 5 games has 18 touchdowns and just 1 interception. Almost another one there, but he's just been spectacular over the last 5 games. Over the year, he has 23 TDs on the season for Firebend. 21-14, 2:30 to go before the half. It's a 3rd and 7. Unitego has the ball on the 15. They run to the outside, and it looks like they'll pick up a 1st down. Firebend with another QB keeper there. We'll see where the official mark is for Unitego here. Clock is stopped with 2:19 to go. That's a Unitego 1st down, as he got 7 yards, and that's what he needed. So 1st down here for the Spartans. Ball will be on the 8-yard line. Firebend working right to left here for the Spartans in those dark green uniforms tonight. Hands off to Wilson. He gets a hard smack up the middle. Maybe a gain of 2, though. Could have been tackled in the backfield, but just using that big frame to push it forward. Nice job by Nate Wilson. Pickup of 2. So now a 2nd and 5 here for Unitego. Clock is ticking down to 1:50 to go before the half. Here's Firebend. Hands off to Winchester. Cuts it up the middle. Dives in. Touchdown, Unitego. Tanner Winchester in 1st touchdown of the night. 1:46 to go before the half. And Winchester. They fake the handoff to Wilsey. They give it to Winchester. He ran it up the gut. He was not going to be denied. Diving headfirst into the end zone for a 6-yard TD run. And Firebend is on for the extra point here. Hold is down. Firebend boots this one up and in. And Unitego leads 28-14 with 1:46 to go before the half. We'll step away here and come back with the rest of the 2nd quarter on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Tanner Winchester scores on a 6-yard touchdown run, giving Unitego a 28-14 lead over Seton Catholic. Unitego the 4 seed, Seton Catholic the 8 seed, but they did upset number 1 Walton on the road last week. 1:46 to go before the half. Firebend will kick this one on the ground, and again, Seton having trouble fielding it, but finally they will fall on it, and the Saints will have a minute 45 to work with here. They will start on their own 37-yard line going left to right. And this could be big for Unitego here if they can stop the Saints and go into the half up 14 points. That would have to be a big confidence builder for Unitego, playing very well here tonight. 2 fumble recoveries. And some good offensive firepower. They've only had to punt the ball once in the first half. Just great individual efforts on both sides of the ball. Seton has been playing well, but Unitego has just been able to do what they do and move the ball through the air and on the ground. Just so many weapons. So a 1st and 10, and the handoff to Sam Crowley. Crowley just working his way to midfield. Crowley with a 12-yard run here for Seton Catholic. So Crowley with over 50 yards rushing so far tonight and a touchdown for Seton Catholic. We saw him earlier in the year, and he is certainly a workhorse for the Saints. He will not be denied. 90 seconds to go in the quarter, 1st and 10. Ball is technically in Unitego territory at the 49 as the Saints go left to right. Here's Crowley. Ball is on the turf, though, as he dropped the direct snap, and he's dropped in the backfield by the Unitego defense. Jacob Morrison breaking through, as well as Ethan Barber, to bring him down for a loss on the play. So that's going to be a loss of 3 or 4 yards here. And Seton will take a timeout, it looks like, to try to regroup, as they will have a 2nd and 13 with just about a minute to go here in the quarter, right before the half. Unitego leading Seton 28-14 will step away here on WCDO.
The Madden family of funeral homes has expanded to continue to serve the needs of our local communities in Broome, Chenango, Otsego, and Delaware counties. The Osterhout Madden Funeral Home is located in Harborsville, and the Westcott Madden Funeral Home is now in Unadilla. The Madden family of funeral homes is proud to support local high school football on WCDO, and they wish all area athletes good luck this season. Offering a wide range of personalized services to suit your family's wishes, the Madden family of funeral homes will be there for you. Call 693-1150 or 369-4122.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Sam Crowley with 75 yards rushing so far for Seton and 1 touchdown. He's going to need some magic here, though, with a minute 19 to go. 2nd quarter, it's the 2nd and 13. Seton trailing Unitego 28-14. Direct snap to Crowley, and he has nowhere to go. He's still just moving the pile forward. We'll pick up about 4 yards here. But this is going to be a 3rd and 9, excuse me, as Crowley working his way forward, but time is the enemy now here for Seton. This will be a 3rd and 9. Ball is on the 48. Gian Greco goes to the air and completes this one to Aaron Whitman, but he's just going backwards now. Unitego looking to tackle him, and he goes all the way back pretty much to the line of scrimmage where Ethan Barber will bring him down. So Gian Greco completed the pass to Whitman, and he does just what you don't want to do. He goes in the wrong direction to try to work his way around the tackle. He runs almost all the way back to the line of scrimmage before being brought down. 30 seconds to go, and the clock is still ticking. This will bring up a 4th and 12. And that was a disastrous play there for the Saints. It was a great completion. He was close to the first down. He's probably only about 3 yards away, but he just went in the complete wrong direction, trying to make a play, and it just really didn't work very well there for the Saints. This will come down to 10 seconds to go. Play clock winding its way down before Seton will punt it away. Ryan Marzell will let this one go into the night sky, and that'll do it for the first half. Unitego with touchdowns by Marzell. Firebend, Spalding, and Winchester have a 28-14 lead as Frank Lacroni and his troops head into the locker room to rest up here for the second half. We'll come back with our halftime show brought to you by Marabito Energy Products. You can call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. So Unitego leading Seton 28-14 in a Section 4 Class D football semifinal contest here tonight at Ty Cobb Stadium at Union Endicott. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more here on WCDO.